with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. You feeling good? Yeah, you should be. This is the Football Hour. We're about to have a little bit of fun with my feature, Pick of the Goss. This feature is all about the BBC gossip column, because we know during the summer it's awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you hate your job, you respond to those boring emails from Richard in the finance department. All right, Richard, yeah, I'll respond to it, asking you to send over those invoices. Then you've got a decision to make, don't you, football friends? Should you crack on with some proper work, or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, I know, you always pick the BBC Goss column. Now the season is just, well, it's starting, but the transfer window is still open. I decided I'll do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. Oh, this is my favourite bit. Are you ready, Goss Pickers? Are you ready, BBC Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, Manchester United will meet the £36 million release clause of Barca midfielder Sergi Roberto. Number 9 in the chart, French footy press posts that PSG have offered 18-year-old Mbappe an annual salary of 16 mil over the next 5 years. At 8, the Mirror Men claim Swansea will offer 20 mil for former midfielder Joe Allen, despite Stoke saying the Wales international is not for sale. What we hear now, straight in at number 7, the Indy boys at the Independent announce Manchester United have rejected a bid from Spurs for winger Tony Martial. Highest new entry at 6, The Express views that Barca will return with another offer in excess of £100 million for Coutinho. Dun, 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 diddle, dun, 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 dun. Into the top 5. The Daily Mirror state Chelsea are considering a late move for long-time Manchester United target Inter Milan midfielder Ivan Perisic. At 4 and down 2 spots, Mesut Ozil does not want to stay at Arsenal and is pushing for a move to Barcelona. That's a weird one. Up 10 places this week into the top 3. The chap from the Daily Mirror is Liverpool have told Emre Can he is going nowhere. Despite speculation, Juve are lining up a bid of 23 mil. Our number 2 hits. The Daily Star say Chelsea are ready to make a £50 million bid for Saints defender Virgil van Dijk. And the last. And our number 1 gossip this week is Chelsea would be willing to sell midfielder Eden Hazard to Barcelona for £110 million, Nate. Wow. That is the craziest top 10 transfer speculation for the BBC gossip column. That was a good pick of the goss. Coming up very shortly, I will be analysing. I will be punditurying. That's not a word, Alex. I don't care. I will be I'm just going to be divulging, entering these top 10 and finding out what they're all about, whether they're going to happen, straight up after this.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, Goss Pickers. All right, footy friends. Let's get back to this chart and do a bit of analysis into whether we think any of these transfer rumours are going to come true from our chart show countdown. So, the first one, number 10 was Man United are after Sergi Roberto, and it's going to cost them £35 million. Apparently, that's his release clause. So, if they trigger that, he's going. Well, he decides if he can go. It means Barca have no control over it. 35 mil. They need another midfielder in there because they've got Matic in, but he's getting a little bit older, so he can't play every game. I think Sergi Roberto, very, very versatile Very versatile. He can play in the centre of midfield. He can play right winger. He can play right wing back and right back. Could be a great acquisition for Manchester United. Someone they need to bolster their squad. I think it might be £35 million. That could be a little bit of a snip, you know. That was from the Daily Express. So they're usually quite reliable at the Express. Number nine. French footy press are saying Mbappe's on his way to PSG from Monaco and he's going to be earning £16 million a year. Oh no, he's going to be earning an annual... Yeah, he's going to be earning an annual salary of £16.4 million. God, do you know what? Mbappe, you're just annoying me, mate. You're 18, I'm 24, you're going to earn £16 million. Just give me a little bit of it. Come on. I do this show. You got loads of money. So he earns... He only plays 90 minutes of football a week. I do 60 minutes of this a week. He's earning 16 million. Wow, that's incredible. Right, number eight. The Mirror are reporting Swansea will offer Stoke midfielder Joe Allen a contract, but Stoke are saying they don't want to let him go. It's going to be £20 million, the bid. He scored quite a lot of goals last season from midfield. So if Sigurdsson leaves, Joe Allen could be the replacement. I like that. I like that a lot. Stoke aren't having the best transfer window, really, are they? Straight in at number seven, I said the Independent are saying Spurs have bid for Anthony Martial from Man United. Good. Go get him. Spurs need a top-class signing where everyone goes, wow. If Man United can get Matic from Chelsea... Why can't Spurs get Martial from Man United? If people are selling to their rivals this summer, go and get Martial. Good player. Can fill the spot when Lamella has been out. I like that. Yeah, go for that. Go for that, Spurs. Number six, Barca will return with an offer of in excess of £100 million for Coutinho. This is mad, right? Don't sell Coutinho. I think the way the transfer market's going, you could get £200 million for Coutinho next summer. I think that's quite... It sounds weird, doesn't it? £100 million is quite cheap. If the Pogba transfer, world record transfer, was more than doubled by Neymar this summer, who knows what transfer world would be in next summer. Right. Number five. Chelsea are going for Man United target Ivan Perisic. This guy's been floated around the gossip column all summer. Will he just make a move? Or just say, I'm not going to make a move? I'm bored talking about him. Right, number four. Mesut Ozil doesn't want to stay at Arsenal. Well, that's kind of... We know that because he hasn't signed a contract yet. But he's pushing for a move to Barcelona. I don't see Ozil at Barca. He loves Real Madrid. He was a Real Madrid player. Do you do that? Do you do that? I don't think he will. I really don't think he will. I think at the end of Ozil's contract, I think he'll sign for Bayern Munich. Hold me to that in 12 months. Number three. Liverpool have told Emre Can he's not allowed to go to Juventus, but they're offering £23 million and he's in his final year of his contract. How have they let a 23-year-old get into their final year of the contract? He's a good player. Klopp, you're not having a good transfer window, mate. You couldn't get Naby Keita. You can't get Virgil van Dijk. You're about to lose Coutinho. And you've not given Emre Can a new contract. This is the year you're going into the Champions League. You need everyone ready, fit and firing. Liverpool need to sort it out. And they drew 3-3 at Watford. Right, our number two. Gossip this week is Chelsea are ready to table a bid of 50 mil for Saints defender Virgil van Dijk. This is what I'm saying, Liverpool. You should have got this transfer over the line weeks ago so teams like Chelsea don't come in for your boy. I wonder where Van Dijk... Normally, if Chelsea want a player, they get him. Unless it's Lukaku. Our number one goss is Chelsea would be willing to sell midfielder Eden Hazard to Barcelona for 110 mil. Come on, leave it out. Leave it... No, they wouldn't. Firstly... He's not fit. So they're not going to pay £110 million for someone who's not fit, are they? So that's there. But saying all that, he would be the perfect replacement for Neymar. He plays that position so identically to Neymar. That would be... If he was fit, I think that would be the player Barca would be going for. But because he's not fit, they can't go for him. Right. That has been me analysing Pick of the Goss.